It is time now to talk with Tim Lammers. Tim is our movie review specialist. He always gives us the ups and downs of what we should, shouldn't, maybe don't want to, or maybe we want to watch. I always trust his opinion. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in limited release in theaters and streaming exclusively on Apple TV Plus is Spirited, a new version based on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol that takes the traditional tale far beyond anything we've seen before, with some pretty amazing results. Will Ferrell stars as the ghost of Christmas present. Along with past and future, he makes annual visits at Christmas time to awful yet redeemable people. The determination is made by an otherworldly company run by Jacob Marley, who determines that the latest prospect for the ghosts, a media mogul named Clint Briggs, played by Ryan Reynolds, is unredeemable, and that the ghosts should simply move on to the next candidate. The ghost of Christmas Present, though, believes that Briggs is redeemable, and if he is successfully redeemed, it will cause a positive ripple effect that will go on to benefit all of mankind. The big difference between Spirited and other versions of A Christmas Carol, that I've seen anyway, is that it's loaded with musical numbers, written by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who of course have written for such musicals as La La Land and The Greatest Showman. Of course, the biggest struggle is that they are original tunes, and not being familiar with them as an audience member might take you out of it for a bit. But I would suspect that Spirited, much like The Greatest Showman, is going to get a lot of repeat watchers. Even though Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds aren't exactly on the level of Pavarotti or Andrea Bocelli in the singing department, this is definitely a film that you're going to want to check out that's loaded with holiday spirit. Spirited is playing in limited release in theaters and exclusively streaming on Apple TV+.
I think that Will Ferrell loves Christmas. I think that as
After
a kid,
Elf,
he looked forward to
I
it.
Think
yeah,
so too.
Right? I mean, there's something about him. I would love to be a person that works on a set with him, because when you see all the outtakes and all the crazy, silly stuff he does, I think my guts would be hurting. I would have the best, you know, I would have like a 6-pack stomach from laughing all the time.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, yeah, I really like him a lot. I always have. You know, one of the few that has just really gone on to be a big superstar after Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously Elf was a great Christmas movie. You know, this takes on a traditional tale.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do, to give an original spin on something like A Christmas Carol. And I think the big difference here is that, first of all, they give you a peek into the whole Jacob Marley and the Three Ghosts sort of thing, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
We've gone on all these years thinking that, well, Ebenezer Scrooge is the only person that these ghosts visited. Well, actually, they visit somebody every year. And in this case, it's a character played by Ryan Reynolds, who isn't the most nice guy in the world.
And so Will Ferrell is the ghost. He's the one who thinks he can change everything.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And the other two have a presence as well. But yeah, Will Ferrell is the one, because of his past that you will come to discover when you watch the film, you know, he does think that this guy is redeemable. So yeah, it's great, because you got Ryan Reynolds, who also is just such of a gifted comedian. You put him together with Will Ferrell, I mean, what a great idea. And, you know, it's a family movie. I can tell, folks, it's safe to watch this one with your kids.
Oh, wow.
I hope so. Yeah, because, you know, Ryan Reynolds is known as Deadpool and throws the F-bombs around like there's no tomorrow, and that's very funny. But he can be very funny without all the language, you know.
I think it's a smart move when you're talking about Christmas movies.
It's really a fun time.
It's a smart move when you're talking about Christmas movies to not do that. Right? It's a smart move, because people are always looking for something new for the holidays, something fun for the whole family to watch. If there's one
right.
time that people like to get together, it seems to be this time of year, you know, between between Halloween and the new year. This is when we try to get together with our family.
And this is a good movie to watch to do that. Again, this is interesting, because I would imagine that Apple TV Plus, they actually did win the Best Picture last year with Coda. I mean, they do release these films theatrically as well. And, you know, so this is playing in a limited number of theaters, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a half dozen or so in, you know, central Minnesota, Twin Cities area, that sort of thing. But, you know, everybody else can stream it on Apple TV Plus for free, or I shouldn't say for free, but look, you subscribe to the service for $7.99 a month. I mean, it is a good price to catch this movie. And the other thing is, you know, I think the big, I don't know if you even want to call it a drawback, because we all have to start somewhere, right? All of the famous musicals that we have come to know, and were brand new at one point.
Right.
And being that this is the sort of movie that I think is meant for multiple viewings, I mean, it is a Christmas movie. It is one that I think that they hope will become a traditional watch for people. The show tunes are catchy. They feel like Broadway show tunes. There's song, there's dance, tap dancing. I mean, you know, it's just, they really, they blow the whole idea out of the water with, you know, Broadway show tunes, you know, come to the big screen. You know, so there are a lot of, you know, visual effects involved and everything else like that. So I think that this is a movie kind of like The Greatest Showman. I mean, that's a movie that started Hugh Jackman mm-hmm. a couple of years back. Started out slow in the theaters, but people started catching on, and the tunes were so catchy that it became a huge, huge hit and got a lot of repeat viewers. And obviously, I think this one, because you have the same songwriters here, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, that the same thing is going to happen.
Well, and that's, yeah, we kind of do hope for that because, yes, we all have our favorite Christmas classics. Like, for me, I love A Christmas Story, and I want the TV networks to air it all holiday weekend. I want it on my TV 24/7. I just love it. But I'm also a huge Elf fan. That show is one of my favorite Christmas movies because it just shows the innocence of a kid.
There's always room for a new one, right?
Yeah.
A new Christmas classic.
Mm-hmm. And the Grinch.
You know, I mean, a classic that's fresh out of the box. And I would say that this one definitely has a great start. I really do. Just because you have so many talented people involved. You got, they just go all out with the songs, with the song and dance. There's a lot of songs. Some of them, like I was saying, you know, when you're hearing a song for the first time, it's like, well, I really don't understand what the motivation is here. I think I do.
Right.
But the chorus repeats. And next thing you know, before the tune ends, even though it's the first time you've seen the song, you're singing along with it. I was with a couple of these. I think one song is called Irredeemable or something.
Oh.
Because that's Ryan Reynolds' character. So before you know it, it's like, I'm singing Irredeemable out loud. This is fun, you know?
Hilarious.
So yeah, it's just a feel-great movie. And you know what else, Kelly? I mean, look, the snow's back. It's a pain in the butt and everything like that. But you know what? Watching this movie and all of a sudden seeing that snow outside doesn't seem so bad.
It's
kind of like it put me in the mood. It put me in the holiday mood watching this movie.
Have you ever got to interview either Will or Ryan?
Not Will Ferrell. And Ryan Reynolds, oddly enough, I mean, and talk about back when he was just starting out. He actually was in a film, Van Wilder's, National Lampoon's Van Wilder, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he got fans then. And then he lulled around for a while, and there was a movie remake of The In-Laws starring Albert Brooks and Michael Douglas that I talked to this relative newcomer named Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
So, yeah, I did. But honestly, that I couldn't tell you. I have to look it up, but I'm sure it's about 10, 15, maybe up to 20 years ago.
Crazy.
So it would be fun to go back and listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I do remember was he was a very pleasant man, you know, and obviously has gone on to be this huge, huge star. So I don't know, Kelly, if you'll take my calls anymore. You know,
I don't know.
I talk to these folks at the beginning of their career, and all of a sudden it's like, oh,
you're like,
okay,
Ryan, you got your start through me. How can you not make time for me now? Don't you remember?
Funny enough, I mean, you use these tapes, and sometimes they are cassette tapes, you know, because I'm trying to get Guillermo del Toro for an interview for his stop-motion version of Pinocchio coming up. Part of my interview pitch was, hey, I interviewed Guillermo for his first film in 1997, his first American film called Mimic. So I sent him a tape. I found the tape, 25 years old. I didn't send the actual tape. I sent a digital recording of it. I said, see, I was with this guy at the very beginning, and I haven't talked with him since. So it is kind of fun to know that you do get an opportunity to talk with these folks quite when their star wasn't, you know, up there with everybody else. Not in the, on the A-list, right?
It wasn't like a supernova star yet.
What's that?
It wasn't a supernova yet. It was a star.
Not yet. But again, it's nice to know that you do catch some of these folks on the way up. And, you know, Salma Hayek was another one. Angelina Jolie, Halle Berry. I mean, there's a ton of people that I talked to at the beginning of their careers that probably wouldn't take my calls. I'm small potatoes. I've always been small potatoes and prided myself on that.
You're fine. You're not small potatoes to me. You're the guy I go to for all my movie reviews. I appreciate you being here.
Well, there you go. Well, I appreciate that.
It's Tim Lammers with your movie reviews today. Again, this one called Spirited. It sounds like it's a thumbs up from Tim Lammers. Check it out and hopefully let us know what you think. I'd love to hear from you.